There will be no apology for the language. A Langley City statement used to describe a dispute with the Township of Langley over police funding. During a debate at the Monday, January 13 City Council meeting, Councillor Delaney Mack, with the support of fellow council member Leith White, called for a retraction of the January 7 press release, along with an apology, saying the statement used inflammatory language when it called the township demand for another $1.75 million for RCMP unfair, and accused the larger community of bullying tactics. There will be no apology by Langley City Council for a statement complaining Langley Township was bullying the smaller municipality over RCMP funding, after council voted down a call for a retraction. pic.twitter.com/fdp3d9qmu. Langley Advance Times, at Langley Times, January 15, 2025. Mack called the decision to issue the press release a clear error of judgment. We made inferences about intent and we utilized offensive name-calling, Mack argued. We should be negotiating in good faith, taking the high road, informing residents in a constructive way and acting professionally. White said the statement did not represent the tone with which I feel we should be approaching such critical discussions and negotiations. Relations between the two municipalities have been worsening since the township served notice it wanted to de-integrate the RCMP, creating two detachments. Township Mayor Eric Woodward has complained the city hasn't been paying its fair share of police costs under the joint operating arrangement between the two communities. Woodward has also called the press release inflammatory, saying the city was short at least 20 to 25 RCMP members. It's clearly long past the time for the city of Langley to take responsibility for policing its own community, Woodward commented. During Monday's debate, Rosemary Wallace took a swipe at Woodward for some of his statements, saying, when it comes to social media and his inflammatory comments and sarcasm to the city, that is what is happening. And if you never call out a bully keeps on bullying. Later in the debate, Wallace walked back her remarks, saying, it's not in my character to do what I did, but I wish people would just stay away from social media. We've been able to meet at a table with this township council, Wallace noted. Every term that I've been on council, we've been able to sit around a table and have dinner and have pleasant conversations. Mayor Potchell saw no need for an apology. I certainly stand by the press release that was issued and what words were quoted and attributed to me, Potchell said. And I think I'll just leave it at that. A majority of council agreed, voting down the call for an apology and retraction.